Time to talk some Oregon men's hoops on the heels of the instant classic last night. Limited time to celebrate. Another unbeaten conference team comes tomorrow. Our guest had a view from the bench, as he has for the past seven seasons. Welcome in Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Real good, thank you. Fun night last night for sure, but like you said, another tough one right ahead of us on Friday night.
Now, you obviously, as a player and a coach, been a part of a lot of, let's say, scintillating games, and of course, it's nice to be on the winning end, but man, for entertainment and pure excitement, how high up the list do you put last night?
That's pretty far up there. That was quite a game with, you know, with the intensity of it and the crowd, and you know, I think the holidays brings a little, amps up everything up a little bit. First conference game, number two rated team, highly regarded, highly talented team, and you know, our guys just stepped up and made enough plays to get it done. It was a really great thing, and the cool thing for me, and not only for our guys, I'm really excited for our players, but the cool thing for me is my family came out for the first time in 7 years. I had six, plus my own family, 19 McKennas there in attendance. They had a blast.
Well, they're 1-0. They could never leave.
I know. We got to fly them in more often.
That stretch, though, they're about 8 minutes. You guys didn't make a bucket, fell behind, and playing a team of this caliber. To hang in there and, as you said, find a way to win. I know it kind of sounds cliche, but what does that say about maybe the resolve of this team and what it might mean when you hit another rough patch or two the rest of the year?
Well, you know, the one thing we preached all week is playing and trying to be the tougher team. You know, everybody talks about that, and just, you know, and toughness is different things at different times. Sometimes it's mental toughness. Sometimes it's physical toughness. Sometimes it's just, you know, your attitude and your approach. And we just kept grinding away, and it wasn't pretty. You know, they are a really good shooting team. We shot well with them in the first half and kind of came back down to earth in the second half. You know, I think the thing that really hurt us, missing some free throws,
yeah,
got them a little separation there when we weren't scoring, and they hit a couple shots, and it didn't look really good for a while there. But like you said, we hung in there, showed some toughness, made enough plays, and obviously Dylan hit the big shot.
We're talking with the Duck Hoop coach, Kevin McKenna. Obviously, this is an elite conference. Some of the best recruits come to play here. First chance for many around here to see Lonzo Ball in person. From what you heard, expectations, saw on film, I mean, how amazing of a game does this young guy have?
Yeah, he's big time good, and all the accolades he's getting are pretty well deserved. And, you know, TJ Leaf is another guy who we recruited pretty hard, too, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Great player. It kind of came down to us and them, and I think the proximity factor with him being from San Diego helped the Bruins a little bit there. But just those two guys, I think they're really, really, really talented players, and you know, added a lot to what they already had, which was, you know, a couple of McDonald's All-Americans and some, you know, 1,000-point scorers already on their roster. So add those two guys to the mix, and they're a really good team. They're one of the best teams for sure that we've played in a long time, probably in the 7 years we've been here.
Heading into that game, we knew how good UCLA was offensively. They score a lot, shooting percentage, they're efficient. And you know you're not going to take every single weapon away. But heading in, what was the plan, I guess, if not to slow them down, just to not let them run amok?
Yeah, that kind of was it. You know, I kept telling people all week, we got to have it in the 70s or 80s. I was thinking more low 80s. I said, if it gets in the 90s, we're going to be in trouble, because we really hadn't shown the ability to score that many against, you know, a little bit. You know, we scored a bunch against Savannah State, but that was just kind of an outlier game. I just felt we had to be in the 70s or 80s to have a really good chance to win. You know, at least we kept it in the 80s, and I was right. But you know, our goal was to run when we can. We like to run and push the tempo, and then run our offense and make them guard when they did get back. So run or run offense, I guess, is the best way to describe our approach. And our guys did a pretty good job of it for the most part, and stayed aggressive, yet to also stayed patient and move the ball pretty well.
Yeah, you know, how much logic is there to, while they're obviously athletic and skilled, you guys also have a lot of speed, a lot of athletes, a lot of depth. Did you think that maybe offensively you could put as much pressure on them as they've seen all year outside of maybe Kentucky?
Yeah, you know, on the perimeter, though, you know, they are pretty quick. And, you know, our guys have good athleticism, quickness, but it's not like we have superior to what they bring. So, you know, it's kind of tough putting a ton of pressure on the outside, because what happens is they spread the floor so well. So if you're trying to pressure on the floor, that really gives guys a good one-on-one opportunities down the middle of the floor. And, you know, our shot blocking kind of gets negated a little bit, because, I mean, even Welch can make a 17-footer and that. So they had the floor spread. TJ can make a three. So all that, add all that up, it kind of takes away one of our strengths, which is rim protection. When those guys spread the floor out like that, it really makes it hard on our perimeter guys to defend.
We're talking with Oregon hoop coach Kevin McKenna. So that last sequence when Alford goes to the line, he's an 87% foul shooter. Obviously, there's contingencies. Is he going to make one, two, none? What were the options on that final possession, or was it primarily try and create space and get Brooks the ball?
We had a play called for Dylan to get it, and it's a basic play. It's kind of the same play that Villanova won the national championship last year with, just a little pass behind on a drive by Peyton and flip behind and see what he can get. And he got a pretty good look. I thought it was better contested after watching it on film than when it actually happened. It looked like he got a clearer shot, but the guy was ball was kind of on the ball, and you know, he hit a tough shot.
About five games into the season, you guys put Peyton Pritchard into the starting lineup. And before the Brooks magic, I mean, he hit that clutch three. He had the drive to the bucket. That, for a young guy, he just looks steely. How important has his ability to contribute so fast, so quick been, you know, for to get that kind of play for a true freshman?
Oh, it's been great watching him develop and get better and learn our system and learn to play and learn to play with the guys on our team. And he had a great game last night, 15 points, 9 assists, 1 turnover against a really good team and really good guards. I was really impressed with Peyton and have been all year. Kid's a good worker. He's always putting in extra time on his shot, always working on his game. Just one of those guys that, you know, you can count on because he has put in the effort and the time and love having him on our team and tough, competitive kid for sure.
Final thought for Coach McKenna. It seemed like Jordan Bell really picked up the slack when Boucher got hurt. But last night got two fouls, limited in the first half. But you think about that sequence when he did pretty much everything to keep possession. He had the nice block on the perimeter, 6 offensive rebounds. What kind of impact did he have, not only last night, but, you know, through the course of this season?
He's been great. Jordan's been a guy that just, you know, that time when he was, I think he got like 3 straight offensive rebounds, and he's a great kid. I love being around Jordan. He brings a lot of energy. He's got great personality. He's a very aware kid of what's around him, and just a good teammate, and very supportive of his team, and just one of those guys that you really like being around. He's fun, and sometimes it. In a long season, you know, it's hard. But when you're around good people and fun people, it makes it more bearable. And obviously when you're winning, it helps. But Jordan's a good teammate. And we count on him to do a lot of stuff for us. And he's coming through for sure.
No rest for the weary. As we mentioned, USC in town tomorrow night. Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Trojans. And, of course, I look forward to catching up with you real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
Real good info from Coach McKenna, as always, drawing the comparison between last night's game winner and the Chris Jenkins buzzer beater for Villanova in the national championship game against North Carolina, along with, I didn't realize how close they were to landing TJ Leaf. And right back at it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip at Matthew Knight Arena. Take a break, back with more, 95.3 The Score.